with Tashlum, and the Rambam has a shita. Rambam has a shita in a few places that a lav hanitin l'tashlum and has no malchus. The lash lav hanitin l'tashlum you have in the Gemara itself, but the Sfarim Yeshayim learn lav hanitin l'tashlum just means lav hanitin glase. You learn from Tosfos lav hanitin glase. So the Mishnah, I think the Gemara says l'gabi gneva. Why are you not loikan gneva? So the Gemara says because it's nitik to the asay of the eishiv. Tosfos brought. So the Gemara says, but what if the gzela is not banned? So you can't be mekayim beishiv as a gzela. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it's nitik l'tashlum. So Sfarim Yeshayim learn nitik l'tashlum just means that you still have a eishiv. The asay of a heishiv, you can be mekayim by paying. So if the gzela is banned, you mekayim by heishiv with giving the gzela back. And if it's not banned, so with the tashlumin, you mekayim by heishiv. So either way, it's a lav hanitik glase. But in the Rambam, it's mavur that it's two separate categories. The Rambam, in fact, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in the Perek Yudches, Halacha Beis, the Rambam lists all the various kinds of lavan that don't get malchus. So the Rambam lists lav shem and maisa, and lav shem and lasaris misses based in. And lav hanitin glase, and lav hanitin l'tashlumin. It's beferish in the Rambam that lav hanitin l'tashlumin is a separate category, separate from the concept of lav hanitin glase. Whenever the lav has a tashlumin, so there's no malchus for the lav. Some achayinim want to learn, early achayinim, that this concept of lav hanitin l'tashlumin, why are you not looking for lav hanitin glase? That was the word I mentioned yesterday. It's like Rav and Rav Popham, either because not doing lav dechasimo, or because Chazal understood that the assay is coming to be menatik the lav from an einish. So now we know. What's this lav hanitin l'tashlumin? Where does that come from? So Rav sort of like invented it. Where is this? Why is lav hanitin l'tashlumin not like it? So some achayim learn that it's k'nei rishosah. That a lav that has tashlumin is not leika because that's an imperi shasa that ain't on leika mashal. So Rav Chaim Eizer in the Chuvas in Achiezer in Chelek Aleph Simon Chof Aleph is marach that that's not true. That lav anitin l'tashlumin is a separate concept. It's nothing to do with lav anitin. It's nothing to do with imperi shasa. He has a few rayas. One of his rayas is from the Rama says that kovish schar sochir. A person doesn't pay a workman's salary on time. So he does not get malchus, even though it's a lav, because it's nitin l'tashlumin. Because if he didn't pay him on time, so the next day he'll pay him. You know, he has to pay him. So since the lav is nitin l'tashlumin, so you're not like it for the kavish ha'asachir. Says the Chaim Eizer, if it would be a dinner k'tei rishosu, like k'tei rishosu has to be at the same time. You have gemara. K'tei rishosu is only when it's at the same time. If it's not at the same time, then there's no k'tei rishosu. So he says, over there, it's not at the same time. The chiv tashlumin is not at the same time as the lav. The lav he violates when he doesn't pay the salary. The chiv to pay him was to pay him on time. A workman does a day's labor. When is the chiv to him? At the end of the day. When do you violate the lav? When you don't pay him at the end of the day. So, of course, the next day you can still pay him. That's why it's nitin l'tashlumin. But you can't say it's k'tei rishosay, since he has a chiv to pay the worker, and he has a chiv malchus for not paying the worker. So k'tei rishosay ain't him. They're not simultaneous. The chiv to pay the worker was when he finished his labor. The violation of being kavish hasocher is when he went overnight and he didn't pay him and he was late in paying him. So they're not simultaneous. It doesn't make sense. In k'tei rishosay, it doesn't make any sense. So if Chaim Eizer says from there is a raya, his other rayas. The lav hanitin l'tashlumin is not the idea of k'nei rishosay. It's a separate category altogether. And the emesh l'choras mukhav that way, because if lav hanitin l'tashlumin was just another way of saying k'nei rishosay, so that would mean l'moshel that gneva, the reason why you pay by gneva and you're not like it, is because k'nei rishosay. You can't be like a mashalim. So why are you... So then I ask you, so why don't you say kol aloike? So why are you mishalim ain't aloike? Why don't you say forget that he's aloike ain't mishalim? Eir shosu ordinarily passing like a v'yochidam. Mil kolok yim imayno le mishalim. So a guy steals. So why do we say that he pays and he's not aloike? Say that he's aloike and he doesn't pay. You'll have to say. It's gzeres hakosel. The Torah says v'shilem. It's gzeres hakosel that a guy, even if the gzeles nine, he has to pay. So that would mean that gzela, it's like chayvel. Really, it has an if there is shosu. But this exists, and it would be like a main of Mishalim. But this exists, a cost of the Fakeris Mishalim ain't like it. So in our Gemara, how come the Gemara doesn't talk about Chayvel and talks about Edom Zaymim? And these are the cases, the exceptions where instead of being like Edom Mishalim, it's Mishalim and like it. The Gemara should have other exceptions. Ula Lamashal, look at that from Chayvel and Edom Zaymim. Why didn't Ula add Gneva to the list? Ula should say, we learn out from Chayvel, from Edom Zaymim, from Gneva, Tarsus Vishilim, you see your Mishalim and like it. Ula doesn't mention any, doesn't mention that. So you see, and the Rambam also, the Rambam says that the Rambam Hilchos Chayvel, the Perek Dalad, when the Rambam talks about that a chayvel is mishalim and aleike, so the, and the Rambam taka yes, that's the Rambam about chayvel and Yom Kippur. The Rambam says chayvel and Yom Kippur is mishalim and aleike. In fact, the Rambam, why mishalim and aleike? If I can't, the rule is always called aleike and mishalim. Says the Rambam, that's in called a terakula. Except for chayvel, chayvel is the exception. By chayvel, you're aleike and mishalim. By chayvel, rather you're mishalim and aleike. So we asked once upon a time, and maybe we'll come back to it. Why does the Rambam not mention? It's not one exception. There's two exceptions. There's also Edom Zaymim. That we'll have to deal with. We will deal with it. We need it. But there should be more exceptions. Even it's not just Chayvel. Every lav anitin l'tashlumin. There are several lavs. There are many lav anitin l'tashlumin. Kaimis chasochir, gezel, gneva. All of those are also exceptions to the rule. You like your veinim, your mishalim ain't a like it. Rather than being like your veinim mishalim. So all of this conduces to the same conclusion. Rav Shach talks us through a little bit. All of this conduces to the conclusion that the din of lava nitin l'tashlumin has nothing to do with k'teir shosse. K'teir shosse means that you have a chiyuv malchus and you have a chiyuv tashlumin, and you can't get both. So either you like v'ena mishalim or you mishalim v'ena leike. And lava nitin l'tashlumin means that this lav l'chatchila doesn't have malchus. The same way a lav she'im b'maisa doesn't have malchus. It's not that it has malchus, but you don't get it. A lav nitin l'tashlumin has no malchus. A lav nitin klasei has no chiyuv malchus. A lav nitin l'tashlumin has no chiyuv malchus. Mr. Zalman also talks about this in a lot of places, and he says that the lav nitin l'tashlum is a momentistic lav. A momentistic lav doesn't have malchus. The Torah says a momentistic lav. So the remedy, the result is that you have to pay money. It doesn't have. It's nitin l'tashlum. This is a lav in which the comeuppance, the result of the lav is that you have a chiyuv tashlum, not a chiyuv malchus. Different category of lav. So mele has nothing to do with Teir Shosa. Because again, K'teir Shos is where you by Chayvel. Chayvel, there is a Chiyav Lav, because it's Ben Yosef. There is a Chiyav Lav, there is a Malkus. And there is a Chiyav Mammon, because you have Chamisha Dvar. But you can't have both. So we have K'teir Shos. Which one do we get? So it suggests the cost of Kalim that you're Mishalim. Maybe once you're Mishalim, you ain't a Loika, because of K'teir Shos. Lav Anitim L'Tashlumen is not that way. Lav Anitim L'Tashlumen L'Chatchil is a Lav that doesn't have Malkus, because it belongs to the category of Lav Anitim L'Tashlumen. So now the Chayim have a Shaila. If Chayim Meiser has a Shaila, he's okay. After Chayim Meiser is Mechir, the Lav Anitin Tashlum is a separate category, it has nothing to do with Teir Shosse. Effective Chayim Meiser, so Chayvel B'Chaveroi should be a Lav Anitin Tashlum. Besides the din of Teir Shosse, why isn't Chayvel B'Chaveroi a Lav Anitin Tashlum? It's a Lav, as a result of which you have to pay. Why is it different than Chayvis, different than Gneva and then Gzela and Chayvis Chasochir? All of those, or Mishkolos, falsifying Mishkolos. Also, the Rambam says a lav anitin l'tashlumin. Well, these lav, so chayvul b'chaver should be lav anitin l'tashlumin. So why does the Gemara say that it's k'teir shosse? Ula learns out from chayvul b'chaver that you're mishalim ben like whenever you have k'teir shosse. How can you learn out from chayvul b'chaver? Maybe chayvul b'chaver is lav anitin l'tashlumin. So chayvul b'chaver is kasha. Says Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri in Perek Yudches of Sanhedrin. He says that chayvul b'chaveiro is not a lav anitin l'tashlumin. Why? It should be. So it's a lav and it has tashlumin. So why is that not called a lav anitin l'tashlumin? So he says along the lines of Rav Zalman. It's interesting. He doesn't quote Rav Zalman. No, Rav Shach and Rav Zalman were. They were chavusas, I think. They were in Chesk, they were chavusas, and they were relatives. Rav Shach must have been biased by Rav Zalman. Anyway, they both talk through very, very similar rate, but they don't quote each other. Says Rav Shach, the word itself they both say. Rav Shach and Rav Shach is in Perek Yudches Sanhedrin, and Rav Zalman is in. Rav Zalman is in Perek Yud Beis of Mechira. They both say the same word. that chayva b'chaver is not a lavanitik, not a lavanitim l'tashlumen. Why? Because the definition of a lavanitim tashlumen is not merely that it's a lav as a result of which you have to make a tashlumen. Lavanitim tashlumen means it's a lav, the essence of which is a hefsin moment. The lav is that I was mafsid in moment, and therefore the remedy to the lav is to pay back the moment and not to get malchus. He says chayva b'chaveri fundamentally is not the avera of chayva b'chaveri is not the hefsin moment shiva. It's different than gneva. By gneva and gzela, the essence of the iser is the hefsin moment shiva. So it's a moment to take an iser. That's what the lav and nitlum tashlumen. By chayva b'chaveri, the essence of the iser is not the hefsin moment. It could be hefsin moment too, but that's not the essence. The iser of Pen Yosef is not because you're being mafsid in moment. And the raya is, if I steal from somebody less than a shavar puta, do I violate the sigzal? No, you're not. I mean, it's chatzishir maybe. Maybe it goes into chatzishir also in that term. But you're not, you don't violate the real issue of the sigzal, you don't have. The sigzal is only a puta. Because less than a puta, since it's a bar mechila, it's not called the hefsid moment. By chayvel b'chaveri less than a shavar puta. Do I violate Pen Yosef? Varia, before Shana Gemara, not only do I violate Pen Yosef, you get Malchus. So he says, you see from there that the essence of Chayvel B'Chaveri is not the Hefsid moment. Even less than a Shavar Puta is Chayvel B'Chaveri. The Isser of Chayvel B'Chaveri is to do violence to somebody. It's nothing to do with the Hefsid moment Shavar. It's an Isser of violence. It's an act of violence. The Torah asked it. It happens to be that sometimes it causes the damages as well. Sometimes it causes damages more than a shavar puta, and then you have a chiyuv tashlumen. But it's not called lav anitin l'tashlumen. A lav anitin l'tashlumen means that the whole lav is momentistic. So its remedy is momentistic. It doesn't belong to the world of malchus. It's like there's two worlds in the Torah. There's chayshin mishpita kisurim and there's yaradeya kisurim. The chayshin mishpita kisurim, gneva, gzela, kavis hasochir, being mishakir with mishkolis. The essence of these isurim is the hefsid moment shabam. And therefore, they don't belong. They don't have malchus. They have different remedies. Their remedy is tashlumen. But chayvul b'chaveri is fundamentally not a momentistic iser. Chayvul b'chaveri fundamentally is a violence-stick iser. It's an iser of being of could be even less than a shavar puta. That's still called chayvul b'chaveri. Sometimes it happens that a person is chayvul b'chaveri, and at the same time he damages him enough that he has a chiyuv nezek sarif b'shevas habayish. He's a chiyuv moment as well. But that doesn't make it into a lav and into a tashlumen. It's still an ordinary lav. It's just now it's an ordinary lav that has a chiyuv moment at the same time that goes into k'tei rishosa. No different than if you would be you eat chaylev and be karei shirayim at the same time. So we go into k'tei rishosa not because eating chaylev is a moment is the kisser. Eating chaylev is a malchus the kisser, a regular isser. But since you incurred it at the same time that you happen to incur a chiyuv moment, you go into the issue of k'tei rishosa. So Pen Yosef, chayvul b'chaveri is the same thing. Fundamentally, it's not a momentistic iser at all. Fundamentally, it's a regular yoredeyedik iser. Sometimes you incur it at the same time as you incur a chiyuv of mazik moment chaveri, and you have to pay tashlum, and you have a chiyuv malchus and tashlum at the same time. That belongs to k'tei rishosa. That's our sugya. Adkan, that's what Rav Shach says. The only thing is, if this is Zalman asks, interesting, Rav Shach doesn't mention it. If this is Zalman asks from a Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchas Chayvel Perek Hey Halacha Gimel, the lashon of the Rambam is Hamakis Chaveri Hakshein B'Shomer Puta Loike. Says the Rambam, which is Agamar, but the Rambam goes on and he says Shari Ein Kan Tashlumen Kedei Sheyehei Lav Zeh Nitin L'Tashlumen. Says the Rambam, there's no Tashlumen, it's less than a Shomer Puta, so there's no Tashlumen over here since it's less than a Shomer Puta, and therefore it's not a Lav Nitin L'Tashlumen. So it sounds like the Rambam is saying that only if you hit him less than a shavar puta, then it's not a lav anitin l'tashlumen. But if it would be a shavar puta, then you would be potter as lav anitin l'tashlumen. So the fairest of chayvul b'chaveri is a lav anitin l'tashlumen. By the way, Rav Chaim Meiser brings this Rambam. Rav Shach doesn't bring it. Rav Chaim Meiser brings the Rambam. Rav Chaim Meiser is mechiyach from here that chayvul b'chaveri is not a lav anitin l'tashlumen. But he says, but it's shver from the Gemara. And then it's a steer in the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself compared Dalit by chayvul b'chaveri Yom Kippur. He says that chayvul b'chaveri is mishalem ben aloike because. He says, because of Kleir Shosa. He said, why does he call like in a Mishalim? He always says Mishalim in a Leike. So he says, it's Kseir Sakosu. But the Rambam puts it into Kleir Shosa, like Hasugya. And the Rambam, in the next parak, in Parak Hay, he says that if Chayvul B'Chaveri, less than a Shavar Puto, he's not Leike, rather he is Leike, Shari Enkat Tashlumen, Kdei Shiei Labs and Nitin L'Tashlumen. So I managed to steer in the Rambam. Yeah.
One is a Lav for Chover, one is a Lav for Yom Kippur. fellowship of Torah is necessary when the lav is met with something else.
You're right. You're right. The Rabbi in Perek Dalet couldn't say that you're potter from Malkus because it's a lav on Nitin Lutashlom, because it's talking about the lav of Yom Kippur. So you have to come out to Kateri Shosli. You're right. That's taka true. So maybe it's not a steer in the Rabbi. But nonetheless, the kash is, but still, it's meduyik in the second Rabbi. I mean, this Rabbi in Perek Hay, that Chayva B'Chaveri is a lav on Nitin Lutashlom. If it's a lav on Nitin Lutashlom, what do you have to come out to Kateri Shosli? Be'etzem, on Yom Kippur maybe you do, but ordinarily, what do you have to come out to Kateri Shosli? Agamar. How could Ula learn from Chayva B'Chaveri that Mamaynim Shalom Milkal Eloki? There's no chimachas at all because it's lava nitin l'tashlumen.
Yitzchak. I don't think it's time to learn
only for
an external
office. Only for what?
For an external
office. Maybe there's a kosov of Yad B'Yad or whatever it is, the Kenyan Osnabai, is coming to tell me that there's a chi of mammon even if there's an external malchus. Even for an external malchus. And that's what Ula meant also. Chayv of the Chayv meant when there's an external malchus. But that'd be very mechudish. Oh yeah, maybe. The yitra of the pasuk is not for when it's a. Oh yeah, it's a possibility. I mean, it's a little bit. It's very radical, but maybe we could talk to say. But ain't a chanami. A regular Chayv of the Chayv is a lavanit in Tashlumin. And it doesn't even need a pasuk of Kenyan Osinbud. It's like Gnevings, that doesn't need a special pasuk that is Mamayna Mishalim Mukhlilaki. There's no Malkus in the first place. So what do you need to exercise a kasuk of Kenyan Osinbud? Must be that it's Meyuter to tell me a case of Chayvul the Chaveri and Yom Kippur or Chayvul the Chaveri and Yom Tov. In some case where you actually have a real Malkus. And the Torah says, but nonetheless, Mamayna Mishalim Mukhlilaki. And that's what Ula meant when he said Chayvul the Chaveri is the model that Mamayna Mishalim Mukhlilaki by Kdeir Shah. So he didn't mean a regular Chayvul the Chaveri. That's a lava nitin the Tashlumen. He meant the Chayvul the Chaveri and Yom Kippur. Yeah, see Tochen.
And just this is Kasha later also. This is Kasha on the Joshes. That we already know that it's the Feishim Sitzayah from the Pesukim.
Oh yeah, maybe I have to unravel. I don't have a kid for that right now, but maybe. Yeah, Yitzchak.
Is it clear now, like this though, because the Gemara says, no, because the Baisa, which is food, the Asherbe, in other words, to pay money, if that shows that they're going to have a whole lot, you do this.
Again? Say that again? But you're right. You're right. It's mufti l'mar that way. The Gemara says, how do you know that it's true? Maybe by chayil b'chavera, you're milkalaki m'mayno loy mashalim. Maybe the malchus, and it's against Rav Yochanan's rule. Gemara says, kashin Rav Yochanan, how can say milkalaki m'mayno loy mashalim? You yourself said that by chayil b'chavera, if it's more than a shavar puto, you're not like it. The Gemara asks for a kashin of Yochanan. The Gemara answers, it's just an exception to the rule. But what's the Gemara's kashin in the first place? You're not like because lav nitin l'tashlumen. The exception to the rule, and Yom Kippur, we're not talking Yom Kippur. It's meduyik that ha'yesh b'shover puto like yaveinu mishalim. So it's a kashin of Yochanan. The Gemara said for a kashin of Yochanan. The Gemara answers, it's a possible. What's the kashin in the first place? That's a lav nitin l'tashlumen. You're right. You're right that you're wrong. Okay, so Saka Shechem from that Rambam. So Rabbi Zalman says that the Rambam means something else. The Rambam means that since in the case of a Shover Putta there's no Mammon, so that shows me that Chayv L'Chaveri is not a Mammonistic Lav in the first place. And therefore, even when it's more than a Shover Putta, it's not called a Lav in the Tashlumen. In other words, Rabbi Zalman says, forget that the Rambam is saying of Shachzvot. When the Rambam said Hamakas Chanera Koshem Shover Puto Loike Shari Ein Kan Tashlum She Yehei Lav Zen Nitin L'Tashlumen, he doesn't mean this case is not Nitin L'Tashlumen. That would imply that if it was more than a Shover Puto, then it would be Nitin L'Tashlumen. The Rambam means something else. The Rambam says that since by a less than a Shover Puto, there's no Tashlumen, and still you violate the Lav, so that shows me that the Lav of Pen Yosef is fundamentally not a Mammonistic Lav, and it's B'dayiket Be'emes from the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say this case in that Litan Tashlumen. The Rambam's Lashon is, he called Koshem Shavu Putu Leike, Shari Enkan Tashlumen Kedeshi Yehei Lav Zeh underscoring lav zeh nitin tashlumin. This lav is not nitin tashlumin. Rambam doesn't say this case of the lav is not nitin tashlumin. The whole lav is not called nitin tashlumin, because since you're going to violate the lav without a chiyuv tashlumin, so you see that this is not a mamonistic lav. It's a lav that has nothing to do with the tashlumin. So therefore, even if you do happen to incur tashlumin, but the tashlumin is not a result of the lav, the tashlumin happened to could happen to the tashlumin happens to happen. So again, not only is not a kasha from this Rambam on the vort, says Rav Zalman, but it's a rai from this Rambam. The Rambam's mama is saying this this chiluk. Okay, ad kan the Rav Zalman. Anyway, very nice rai. Oh, so Rav Shach actually uses this to answer another kasha. You know, that way you look up yourself. Shach, I maybe learned them. I gave it as a mind welcome. I imagine learned them sort of at the inside. I want to go back to. Okay, so the Gemara. The last line. Rav Yochanan in my time of the Omer Kulo. Why did Rav Yochanan not say like Kulo? So, what's going on with Kashim? What do you mean, why did Rav Yochanan not say like Kulo? We just said Rav Yochanan has exerted a kosov of Arboim Yakenu. It says clear Shah, so he was some of the Arboim Yakenu. So, this exerts a kosov of Milkalok, in Mainulay Mashal. So it's moving the Hemshech of the Gemara. But the Gemara's question is, but why doesn't Rav Yochanan have the exerted Shah of Tachas Tachas? And if he had the Xer Shalom of Tachas Tachas, well, let's just say that. The Gemara's question is, why does Rav Yochanan not have the Xer Shalom of Tachas Tachas? That's really the Gemara's question. My knas, Rav Yochanan Ula argue about the case of knas. The basic machlokes of Rav Yochanan Ula is about the case of knas. By the case of knas, Ula is exer shalav tachas tachas. And the Gemara, Rav Yochanan, why doesn't he have these tachas tachas? As this explains, elsewhere we find that we use the word tachas for exer shalav. So Rav Yochanan ought to use the exer shalav tachas tachas to tell me that by knas he's mishalim and like him. Rav Yochanan says not the way that even by knas you like him and mishalim. And then Gemara is going to answer. You want to answer that Rav Yochanan doesn't have the Xerah Shalom, but Rav Yochanan uses up the word Tachas for something else. He uses it for Rabbi's Drosh, it's not available to him to make the Xerah Shalom here of Tachas Tachas, not Mufti. So, Rashi. My time lo yomer kulo, the gom Xerah Shalom, lo ain shi imamun v'lo imalkas, lo chol chayim imamun umalkas. Now, we already had in Taisus. Taisus had a Suffolk. When Ula says that Mamonah Mishal Milkalei Loki Maskanas Gemara, is he talking in Kolot Kula? That the rule in Kolot Kula is the Mamonah Mishal Milkalei Loki, that Mamon trumps Malkus? Or is it only by those three things, by Chayvul and Zaymimim and Knas, we have Xeris HaKosel? But otherwise, in general, maybe Ula is Maida Terav Yechanan, that Milkalei Loki Mamonah Loi Mishal. There was a Sotheg in Taisus before. And later on, Daflam and Gimel Taisus comes down on the side, or is knighted to the side, brings a riot at least to the side, that Ula only argues in Rav Yochanan by Knas. But in Kol HaTayu Kulu, Ula agrees to Rav Yochanan's rule that Milka Loki Mamayna Le Mishalem. So many Achayana point out that Rashi is Chaylik and Taisus. Because Rashi says Beferish that Ula says Mamayna Mishalem Milka Le Loki not only by those three things, but in all but the Chol Chayvi Mamayna Malkus. Okay, that by itself is not sure. It was a suffix in Taisus. Rashi holds like that's not in Taisus. But the emphasis is that this Rashi, you could say, is a shver Rashi. Because what was a suffix in Taisus? What was Taisus' suffix in Ula? Isn't it poshut? After all, if Ula has a poshut, then Chayvul b'chaveri is Mamayna Mishalim, and Eitzayimim is Mamayna Mishalim. And Knas is Mamayna Mishalim. So we should make a Tzad HaShova, and we should make a Matzad, and we're not familiar to call it Terakula, that Mamayna Mishalim Milkalei Loki. The Gemara wanted from Chayvul and Zayim alone to make a Tzad HaShova. So there the Gemara said, no, you can't do it because they have a Tzad Chomer, they have a Tzad Kal, and Tosis explains, either they have a Tzad Chomer Mishunah, or they have a Tzad Chomer in common because the Edom Zayim of Chayvul or Chayim B'chamisha Dvarim. It's a special consideration. But if you add, now that you have Knas, Knas doesn't have a tzad chomer mishunah, as far as anybody knows, and Knas doesn't share any of the. So So now we have we should make a matzah to kolot Torah kulu. What place is Suffolk? Why should I think that Ula holds in kolot Torah kulu yoleik levein mishal? So what's the answer? We already saw a Peferish in Tosis. Islam Gimel speaks of that Peferish. What's the tzad that Ula holds like, that in general Ula holds like Rav Yochanan, that like Gevein HaMishal? What? The Pasuk of Arba'im Yakenu. Rav Yochanan has a Pasuk, V'samach Le'Arba'im Yakenu. So Tosis explains that Islam Gimel. Maybe Ula agrees to that Gzeres HaKosu. You know, it's in a Chanami. Maybe Ula, that's the Suffolk. Maybe Ula doesn't have Rav Yochanan's Gzeres HaKosu. Rav Yochanan has the Smichus of Arba'im Yakenu. Maybe Ula doesn't have that Drasha. And therefore, in Echadami, you have three things. From there, Ula had a matzah to call that Torah Kula. Or maybe not. Maybe Ula agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that there's a smichus of Arba'im Yakenu. There's a custom that in general, Kedera Shasa, you get Malkus in that moment. So therefore, and therefore, yes, he has a pasuk by Chayvel B'chaveri, Einim Zoymim, and Knas, but it'll be limited to those three cases with this Exeris HaKosuv. But outside of those three cases that are exceptions to the rule is Arba'im Yakenu. That's the Suffolk and Tosis. Those are the Tutsdonim and Tosis. Does Ula have Rabbi Yochanan's Drasha of Arba'im Yakenu, or does Ula not have Rabbi Yochanan's Drasha of Arba'im Yakenu? If Ula has Rabbi Yochanan's Drasha of Arba'im Yakenu, then the rule is Milkalokim, Mamanu, Le Mishalim, and these three things have to be exceptions. If Ula does not have the Drasha of Arba'im Yakenu, then these three things could make a matzah to call it Tarakula that Mimayna Mishalim, Milkalay Lokim. So now what's Shneur and Rashi? When Rashi says lechol chayvei mamonu malchus, who's he going in? He's going in Ula or he's going in Rabbi Yochanan? Sort of a trick question. Right, he's going in the Mar. Rabbi Yochanan b'taim alei amakulu. Rabbi Yochanan b'taim alei amakulu. So Rashi the gomer zayr shavu lo in shi mamonu malchus lechol chayvei mamonu malchus. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan learn like Ula that this is a shava tachas tachas to teach me that Mamayna Mishal and Milka Lelaki and Kolot Torah Kula? So somebody asked a kash. Rashi's going with Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan have Ula's gzeir shava of tachas tachas and therefore you should say Mamayna Mishal and Milka Lelaki and Kolot Torah Kula? So it says in this Rashi that if Rabbi Yochanan would darshan tachas tachas, Mara asks, why doesn't he? But if Rabbi Yochanan would darshan tachas tachas, this is the most kasha. My time alone with Kula. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan darshan tachas tachas? And Rashi tells me that if Rabbi Yochanan would darshan tachas tachas, then what would be the result? It would be Mavayim Shalom Milkul Lucky where? Everywhere. Kol Tarei Kula. Why? Rabbi Yochanan for sure has the drosh of Arba'im Yakenu. You know, Tosfos might have a suffix look because Ula never talked about it. But Rabbi Yochanan we know has the drosh of Arba'im Yakenu. So what are you asking me? So. The Gemara have no problem. Rav Yochanan has a drasha of Arba'im Yakenu. That's the rule. But the Gemara's question is fine. But let there be a. But Rav Yochanan, you agree there are two exceptions. Let there be a third exception to the rule. Darshan tachas tachas, and that'll tell me that there's a gzer shavu knas and chayvel, and therefore just like chayvel b'chaver is an exception to the rule, knas will be another exception to the rule. So at least by knas, Rav Yochanan, you should agree that that's an exception to the rule, and you pay mamon and not malchus. But that's not what Rashi said. Rashi says that the Gemara's question is, Rav Yochanan, my time, why didn't Rav Yochanan say Ula's Gzeres Shava? And if Rav Yochanan would have said Ula's Gzeres Shava, then he would have been, according to Rav Yochanan, Mimayna Mashal Milka Lelaki in all Chayvei Mamon and Malkus. How could that be? Rav Yochanan for sure has the Gzeres Shava, Rav Yochanan.
Rashi doesn't say that it's. Why don't you say like him that lechatchila you should have said like him and not had your drasha in the first place?
That's the most kasha. My time alone. Why didn't Rav Yochanan say like Ula, and then he wouldn't have needed the drasha of Arba'im Yakenu? And the emphasis is that he has a drasha of Arba'im Yakenu.
Ramban
is very what?
Ramban is this question.
The Ramban.
Ramban asks this question.
And Rashi.
No, it's a general question. Rav Yochanan smichus. So why would he make Ula's special to learn out everywhere?
So what is the answer?
End of the first column.
Right. Yeah, the Rabbi also like Rashi. Good, Shver and the Rabban. No, he asks a different question. He asks, you know, why? Put it this way. It says in this Rashi that if you dash in tachas, then you have to throw Avoy Mekenu out the window. That's what it says in the Rashi. That if Rabbi Yochanan would dash in tachas, then in Kola Tera Kula would be Mamoinu Mishalem Milkalei Loki. And Avoy Mekenu we would have to just ignore. So basically what I'm asking is, we could dash in Avoy Mekenu, and by Chayvel B'Chaveri we have a positive to Mamoinu Mishalem Milkalei Loki. That didn't cause us to throw Avoy Mekenu out the window. We just say Chayvel B'Chaveri is an exception to the rule. By Rim Zayman, we have a Gerasa Kosta that Mayim Shalom Milkalaki. That didn't make us throw our boy Miakeno out the window. That just said that Rim Zayman is an exception to the rule. So even if we'll dash in tachas, so that's not a reason to throw our boy Miakeno out the window, we'll just make Knas into another exception to the rule. And that could be the Gemara's question. There should be a third exception to the rule. But Rashi, and for that matter the Ramban, they both learn that the Gemara is saying, let's dash in tachas, and that'll tell me that in Kolatar Kulam Mayim Shalom Milkalaki, and our boy Miakeno is going to go out the window. So Ramban is, why don't throw Arbami Akeno out the window? Arbami Akeno is also a drasha. So why is Tachas Tachas a better drasha than why do we dash in Tachas Tachas and throw Arbami Akeno out the window? So dash in Arbami Akeno and throw Tachas Tachas out the window. So that Ramban says, and maybe the Smuchim is not Mufna, and the Xerish Shav is Mufna, so the Xerish Shav is a stronger drasha than the Smuchim. That's a technical problem the Ramban deals with. But I'm asking something else. Both Rashi and the Ramban, they both seem to assume that it's Hobson's choice. Either you dash in Tachas Tachas, or you dash in Arbam Yakenu. And if you dash in Tachas Tachas, then goodbye Arbam Yakenu. In Kol Torah Kulam Mamonim Shalom Mekulei Loki. Why? Where'd that come from? If you dash in your Tachas Tachas, well, it tells me that Kas is like Chayvel. So it's a third exception to the rule. Like we saw in Taisus. Taisus says, if you dash in Arbam Yakenu, then all you have is three exceptions. Then Ula has three exceptions to the rule. So what's going on in the Rashi? So I think what's going on is the fun. Let's start with Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon has a rule, Arboy Mekenu. Milka Loki Memoyle Le Mishalim. And he has an exception for Chayvel and for Eidim Zayman. Chayvel B'Chaveroi and by Eidim Zayman, it's the other way around. You pay Momen, he has a drosha, Kenyan Osnabo, Yad B'Yad. You pay Momen, and there's no Malkus. What defines something as being chayvul b'chaveri? What defines a particular case as belonging to the class of chayvul b'chaveri? Is it the mumminess of is it because it's the mummin of chayvul b'chaveri, the mummin of chamisha dvarim, or because it's the malchus of chayvul b'chaveri, the malchus of pen yosef? Something we talked about already in the past. In other words, what about according to Rabbi Yochanan, la halacha we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? What will be the din in a case where you have a chayvul b'chaveri, but there's also another malchus that's nothing to do with chayvul b'chaveri, or you have another mammon that's not a mammon of chayvul b'chaveri? And we had read about this. The mashalur, the Rambam's case, Yom Kippur, chayvul b'chaveri Yom Kippur. Does that belong? It's the mammonus of chayvul b'chaveri, but it has the malchus besides the malchus of chayvul b'chaveri. It also has other malchus. Is that called chayvul b'chaveri? And therefore, Mamayim Shalom Milkalei Loki. They say, no, it's a different kind of lav. It's not the lav of Chayvul B'Chaveri. It's like Mamayim Shalom. So we know the Ramashita is. No, it's basically, to use language we used in the past. But I have a reason why I'm changing language a little bit. But in the past, we had this chakir. Is the din of this exception to the rule of Chayvul B'Chaveri is Mamayim Shalom Milkalei Loki? Is it a din in the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri, or is it a din in the malchus of Chayvul B'Chaveri? The Nafkamina, if it's in the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri, then it applies even to other Malkus. The moment of Chamisha Dvarim is Mamayim Mishalim, and it trumps any and all Malkus, even Malkus of Yom Kippur. On the other end, if it's a din in the Malkus of Chayvul B'Chaveri, is it a din in the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri, that the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri overrides Malkus, then it overrides all Malkus. Or maybe it's a din Faken, it's a din in the Malkus of Pen Yosef, that the Malkus of Pen Yosef is weak and it takes a backseat to Chayvul B'Chaveri. So that's only the Malkus of Pen Yosef, but the Malkus of Yom Kippur is not that way. So we know which way the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds that it's a din in the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri. And we spoke out the other day that maybe Tosfos Shanim argues, Mekayach Rabbi Kregis Kasha. I don't want to go through the book again, although I may actually in a minute, but at the point we talked about I want to say the word first. We talked about this chakira. We had a ride from Morin Daf Lamed Hey, like somebody was chayvel b'chaveri less than a shovel prutas worth, but at the same time he tore his jacket. So it's the malchus of Pen Yosef, but the moment is not the moment of chamisha torim. It's the moment of mazik moment chaveri, a different kind of moment entirely. The Gemara says b'feirish that isn't that the malchus path is the moment. We don't say that that's chayvel b'chaveri because it's a different kind of moment. So it's muchach in that Gemara that to have the chayvel be called chayvel b'chaveri, you need the moment of chayvel b'chaveri. The Rambam holds that's all you need, just the moment of chayvel b'chaveri. And we were down in the Tosfos Yeshanim again for a people that we'll come back to, and so we'll still maybe revisit. But we were down maybe the Tosfos Yeshanim holds you need both. You need the moment of Chayvel B'Chaveri and the Malchus of Chayvel B'Chaveri. But if it's other Mamonis or other Malchus, it's not called Chayvel B'Chaveri. The Kitzur, the Chakira is again the old way we said the Chakira is it in the Mamon or is it in the Malchus? I want to use now a different language. It's the same thing, but just for our purposes, this other language is going to be a little bit more. We'll see more clearly. What's the definition of chayvel b'chaveri? The Torah says chayvel b'chaveri is an exception. What defines something as being chayvel b'chaveri? Is it that it's the moment of chayvel b'chaveri that defines it as being a case of chayvel b'chaveri, or is it that it's the malchus of chayvel b'chaveri that defines it as being a case of chayvel b'chaveri? So the Rambam holds it's the moment. Chayvel b'chaveri is defined as the moment of chayvel b'chaveri. Presumably, Eidim Zayim is the same thing. Eidim Zayim is defined as the Mammon of Kasher Zomim, not as the Malchus of Lisana. So now, we're asking an Avirchanim, let's make a Gzer Shol of Tachas Tachas, and we're going to make Knas, we'll be Makish, that Knas has the same rule. But just the Chayvul B'Chaveri is an exception, so Knas should also be an exception. So what do we mean? Do we mean the Mammon of Knas, or do we mean the Malchus of Knas? So if you're the Rambam, we mean the moment of Knas. Shalom al Yisrael. But if you hold not like the Rambam, like the Tosfos Yeshanim perhaps, that the definition of Chayvel B'Chaveri requires that it not just be the moment of Chayvel B'Chaveri, but it has to be the Malchus of Chayvel B'Chaveri. So even if we'll say Tachas Tachas, and we'll say, oh, Knas is another exception. But what will be the definition of Knas to be an exception? Not just that it's the moment of Knas, but that it's the Malchus of Knas, same as Chayvel. Chayvel is only if it's the Malchus. If it's Yom Kippur, it's not called Chayvel B'Chaveri. It's only called Chayvel B'Chaveri when it's the moment of Chayvel B'Chaveri with the Malchus of Pen Yosef. So what's Tachas Tachas going to tell me? The Knas is like Chayvel. But what's going to make what makes something Chayvel? That it has the Malchus of Chayvel. What will make something Knas? That it has the Malchus of Knas. Yeah, but Knas doesn't have a Malchus. There is no Malchus of Knas. Somebody's ma'anas of psula is no malchus. So what would it even mean to darshan tachas tachas? We're going to make knas into another exception. An exception to what? We're going to say knas is also an exception. Chayvel is an exception to the rule. And Eidim Zayim. And now we have a third exception. Knas will be a third exception. But the definition of chayvel is something that has the malchus of chayvel. The definition of Eidim Zayim is something that has the malchus of Eidim Zayim. What would be the definition of knas? Something that has the malchus of knas. There is no such thing as the Malchus of Knas. You have Malchus of Achayse. Malchus of Achayse is nothing to do with Knas. Malchus of Achayse is like Yom Kippur. She happens to be his sister. That's nothing. That's not built into the case of Knas. So it's like Chayvel B'Chaveri when it happens to be Yom Kippur. That's not the case of Chayvel B'Chaveri. The Rambam holds that it is because the Rambam says Chayvel B'Chaveri is defined by the Mammon. According to the Rambam, I have nothing to say. But according to, if you hold not like the Rambam, if you say that Chayvel B'Chaveri means when it has the Malchus of Chayvel B'Chaveri and what makes Chayvel B'Chaveri, what defines something as Chayvel B'Chaveri, and that allows it to be, and therefore an exception to the rule, is that it has the Malchus of Chayvel B'Chaveri. Do you want to learn Gzeir Shava to Knas? The Knas is the same rule, but Knas doesn't have a Malchus. There is no such thing as the case of Knas. Because there's no such thing as the Malchus of Knas. So what would it even mean to Dash and Tachas Tachas? Al Korchuk will have to say that if we dash in tachas tachas and we say that knas also has the dinim of moinim shalom milkali loki, then it's not because knas is an exception to the rule. There is no such thing as the case of knas. We're going to have to say that it's telling me that in kol ha'tara kula you're always moinim shalom milkali loki, and therefore you pay the moment of knas even if you have malchus for chisoy or other kinds of malchus, because that's all there is. You can't make knas an exception to the rule because there is no unique case of knas. There's no case of the malchus of knas. You have the moment of knas together with other malchus. You can have the moment of Knas with the Malchus of Achayso. You can have the moment of Knas with the Malchus of Bito. You can have the moment of Knas with Well, that's a chiyuv misa. But you can have the chiyuv, you know, all the cases in our Mishnah. Nidla, you can have a moment, you can have the case of, you can have the moment of knas together with all kinds of, for that matter, for all I know, maybe you can have the moment of knas with the malchus of Yom Kippur. If at the same moment that he was born the psula, he was somehow mechal Yom Kippur. Well, if you all like that sounding wrong, psulas, they're making a chabura, you know, being boiled with chilul b'shabbos, it's called the chilul shabbos. So you can have, you know, you can have knas with Yom Kippur. So in a chanami, it'd be the same thing. What's the difference? That's the same thing as a chayisah. So I want to say that's the pshat in Rashi, and I think the Ramban for that matter now. Rashi held if you dash in tachas, then it can't be a third exception to the rule, because knas can't be an exception to the rule, because what would that even mean? That the knas, the chayvel is an exception, and zayim is an exception, the knas is an exception, but not always. Usually malkim milkalokim maimilim shalom. But in the case of knas, it's maimilim shalom milkalokim. There is no such thing as the case of knas, because knas doesn't have malkus. So al kochich, if you want to dash in tachas tachas, by definition, you're not making knas into a third exception. You're dashing tachas tachas that by knas, with whatever malchus it may be, you're memoinim shalom kololoki, which hands in after saying that in kol ha-terah kula, memoinim shalom kololoki. And that's the pshat in Rashi. If that's the case, so zachinu, that's the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos now. Tosfos apparently held that the definition of what makes something into chayvel, what distinguishes chayvel b'chaveroi, is that it's the moment of chayvel b'chaveroi. And likewise with Adam Zayman, therefore Tosfos is quite willing to say that maybe knas is a third exception. He says in Ula, kol shekein Rav Yochanan, knas is even if Rav Yochanan would have the drosh, would have with dash and tachas tachas, all that's going to do for me is it's going to make knas into another exception. That just like the moment of chayvel b'chaveroi is an exception. And just like the moment of Edom Zayim is an exception, the moment of Knas is an exception. And when you have the moment of Knas, you're Mamayim Shalom Milkalei Loki. But that's not true by in Kol HaTerah Kula. Because Tosfos holds like the Rama, that the definition of Chayvel is that it's the moment of Chayvel. Who cares what the Malchus is? The Gzeres of Kosteri was said in the moment. And Rashi apparently holds, like the Achrenim in Putel Tosfos Shoshana, that it's not in the moment, but in the Malchus. What makes something Chayvel is the Malchus of Chayvel. And what makes something Edom Zayim is the Malchus of Edom Zayim. So the Malkus of Chayvel B'Chaveroi is an exception to the rule. The Malkus of Edom Zoymim is an exception to the rule. But Knas, if we're going to dash in Tachas Tachas and say that Knas also is a Mamayim Shalom Milka Leloki, that can't mean that Knas is also an exception to the rule. Because that would have to mean that the Malkus of Knas is an exception to the rule, and there's no such animal as the Malkus of Knas. So Tachas Tachas already is going to project me into Kol HaTerah Kula. And that's the Rashi. If you dash in Tachas Tachas, then it's going to have to be in Kol HaTerah Kula, Chol Chayvei Mamon Malkus. It's going to have to be Mamayim Shalom Milkalei Loki. And I, what about the drosha of our Bar Mekano? That'll go out the window. That's the Ramban's kasha. Why does Tachas Tachas? You know, why do we take Dash and Tachas Tachas and throw our Bar Mekano out the window? Dash and our Bar Mekano, throw Tachas Tachas out the window. That the Ramban says this is more mufna, so it's more of a, well, things being equal, if we have a choice, you know, if we have to accept either our Bar Mekano or Tachas Tachas, we'll go with Tachas Tachas. That's like a side point. But I'll complain, I think that's what it says here in this Rashi. So are we on board? Maybe I'm over. I know I have a weakness to overcomplicate things, or to over-explain better. What's the posh of the word? Tosfos holds that if you dash in Arbaim Yakenu, then and you dash in Tachas Tachas, like Ula, Tosfos at Tzadim, maybe that's Ula. Ula maybe has Arbaim Yakenu, and he has Tachas Tachas. And Tosfos, what does that mean? That means the rule is Arbaim Yakenu, and the exception is Tachas Tachas. Knas is an exception, a third exception. Because Tosfos holds that makes sense. In Tosfos, those words mean something. The rule is Arbo Mekenu. You pay. You have. You like Yevanim Mishalim, and Chayvel and Edom Zayimim and Knas exceptions. In Tosfos, that those words make sense because there's such a thing as Knas as an exception. The moment of Knas is an exception. But in Rashi, those words would be meaningless. What would it even mean to say that Knas is an exception? The Chayvel is an exception. That means the Malkus of Chayvel is an exception. Knas doesn't have any Malkus. So the words that Knas is an exception to the rule, like Chayvel, don't make any sense. There's no such case. Al Kochach, if we go dash and tachas tachas, we mean Kol HaTerah Kula. Now, Kishetim Suleimar, if you want, we could add icing on the cake, the Rashi L'Shitasa. Where did Achayim get this notion? It's a Truma Sakri, I think. That the Tosfos, we also made the Chet. I made the Chet in the Shir first. Afterwards, I saw it's a Truma Sakri. We made the Cheshbon in Shir that the Tosfos Yeshanim holds is Chaylik on the Ram. What was our cheshbon? How do we know the Tishonim is chaylik on the Rambam about Yom Kippur? It doesn't say it anywhere in Tishonim. We had a cheshbon. We got it from Rabbi Kveges Kasha. Rabbi Kveges asked a very glaring question in the sugya. Mamash a gorilla in the middle of the sugya. And Amar Aleph by Ulo, when the Gemara has talked about them, you know, the Mishnah, our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Malkus, Ulo's Teretz, Kama Chesinara, Kama Chesivigeris. So Gemara and Amar Aleph said, yeah, but what about Bishus of God? What about Tsar? We have to deal with it. Yisayim, Shaitan, Mefutah. And I'm a bay, so Rechen also said Teretz. Kach Yisruba, Kach Loi Yisruba. It's Rabbi Kveger. But you have Bishus of God? In the Mishnah Malkus, Rabbi Yochanan says it's Kanshi Hisruboi. So you have the Malkus of Kanshi Hisruboi, the Malkus of Achaisai, overrides the moment of Knas. Because the rule is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Milkaloki Mimoinu Loi Mashalim. Yes, Rabbi Kveger. But besides the Knas, you also have Bishus of Gam. Bishus of Gam is Chavolus. By Chavolus, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that that's an exception, that there is Mimoinu Mashalim Milkaloki. So let the moment of Bishus of Gam patter from the Malkus. Rabbi Kveger's Kasha. So Al Korch, you have to say, we cheshbon out in Shira, and like I said, the Trumas Akri makes the cheshbon. Al Korch, you have to say, there's only two ways out of this kasha. Either we have to say that Boishas of Kam is not Chavolos. Chavolos is an exception to the rule. Boishas of Kam has nothing to do with Chavolos. Like we saw in the Rambam, it's a different parasha. Or we have to say that Chavolos is only when it's the Malkus of Chavolos. But when it's a Chos, that's not called Chavolos, because it's a different Malkus. Not like the Rambam about Yom Kippur. Those are only two ways out of the kasha. So the Taisi Shonim and Amalalas is Betheris that Boshes of Gam is Chavolos. So he can't get out of Rabbi Kveger's Kasha that way. Boshes of Gam is Chavolos. So the only way out of Rabbi Kveger's Kasha is to take the other route and to say that Chavolos means when you only have the Malkus of Chavolos. But when it's a Chaisoi, it's a different Malkus entirely. Chavol, you know, Boshes of Gam was Chavol, but he was Chavol in her. Boshes of Gam was Chavol in her. But he was Chavol in a Chaisoi. So that's a different Malkus. Chavolos is the only exception when we talk about the Malkus of Chavolos. But when we talk about a different Malkus, the Malkus of Achaisai, then Chayvul B'Chaveret is not an exception. Because that's not called Chayvul B'Chaveret. That's called Achaisai. That's not called Chayvul B'Chaveret. Chayvul B'Chaveret is defined by the Malkus of Chayvul B'Chaveret, not by the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveret alone. That was the Chayzen that we had in Toshis Yishonim. And based on that, that's what we said, that Toshis apparently must hold, not like the Rambam, that the definition of Chayvul B'Chaveret is not the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveret, but the Malkus of Chayvul B'Chaveret. The Dvarim is Yochem Hetev. Rashi holds B'Chaveret. That Boishes of Gam is Chavolos. Rashi and Lamed Gimel says it several times. In the Rashi, Lichad Abaye, Boishes of Gam Shu B'Shar Chavolim. And then again, in the next two Rashi, Dam, Chal, the Boishes of Gam, the Lav Machmat Sanoz, Shivaninu, Shayeshna B'Shar Chavolim. Rashi says several times that Boishes of Gam is regular Chavolos. Like the Taisha Shonim and Omer Aleph. No, so he also liked the Taisha Shonim. The same Hechveich that we had in Taisha Shonim, we have in Rashi. He holds that Boishim Gam is regular Chavolos. So what do you do with Rabbi Kveger's Kasha? You have to take the other route. That Chavolos means the Malkus of Chavolos. If it's a Chais, it's not the Malkus of Chavolos. So that's Rashi L'shitosu. Chavolos is defined as the Malkus of Chavolos. So what's Tachas Tachas? The Malkus of Knas? Knas doesn't have any Malkus. A Kochach, Knas means Kol HaTorah Kulam. Shari Malkus of Mirchai, Shari Chari Malkus of Mamon. That's the Rashi. So Rashi will be the Shittasa. Okay, I guess we'll rest here. Okay. Tomorrow I want to talk about. We're going to talk about tomorrow, but on the Taisus Ella, I don't know if I said these times. The Gate of Taisus at the beginning of Marcus, famous Taisus at the beginning of Marcus, and there's a Taisus Erosh in the Shittim Mukubetsis in Babakama in Emmaday. Shimamish, very. A breakthrough that Taisa Rosh. You have to know that there's two words missing from the Taisa Rosh. The new versions of the Shittim Kubetsis and Baba Kama, they put it in. There's a new Shittim and Baba Kama, Savia. I'm not going to tell you where it is.
And
what?
For a couple of new one.